Why do we call it a race? It seems all the time we're in a race. For some reason, which eludes me, we thrive on competition. Competition for land, for money, for success or glory. It's always a competition. We, as a people, don't seem to be willing to extricate ourselves from this paradigm of being better than others, other groups or individuals. We educate children to compete in all sorts of ways. We're engrossed with sport, which is all about being better than the other guy or girl through exercise of our physical and mental skills in one way or another, usually in some sort of game, working as a team or individual. We have a long-standing obsession with land or territory. This is my space, keep out, which extends from individual to national level, although it wasn't always this way. The massive expansion in population from the early days has exacerbated this, and there are current examples of nations wanting to absorb, take, or conquer others, which has always been the way throughout history. The big picture is all very well, but what does it mean on an individual level? What does it mean for you and I? We are a competitive species, but what does that mean? What I've learned over the decades is there are two forms of competition. Competition with others and competition with ourselves. And it's for the latter we were really designed and came to the planet. We are here for an experience, as explained by Neil Donald Walsh. And this experience is about, as some would say but not explain, bettering ourselves. What's misunderstood at this isn't in comparison with others, but within ourselves. You and I compete, or should compete, with ourselves to become better. But in what way? What does this really mean? I can only offer my personal understanding and belief on this. The way I see it is our personal objective is to achieve a state of personal freedom, whatever it means to us, to achieve a state of life where we are who we want to be and able to do and have whatever we want. But this isn't an end point, rather a waypoint on our journey to the life experience we came for. Personal freedom is never an end point. As I explain in the Freedom Academy, it's a spiral journey, developing all the domains of our lives by competing with who we are now and who we want to be. Not finally, but next. It's always about next, which is why you and I will, if we understand this, continually compete with ourselves, not others, to develop and achieve our cause in life.